I'm sure that most of us have read the signs of the time, watched the news, seen all kinds of problems as they develop in the world, wondered, what can I do about some of these things? And some of them seem to be so big and so grandiose that we just sit back and think, it's completely out of my hands. What could I, someone who is nothing, someone who is so small and insignificant, do to affect such a great thing that is happening maybe in our nation or perhaps in other nations in the world? Whatever it might be that we're concerned about, whatever latest terrible news headline that we seem to see and think about and wonder, what is my role? What can I do? How can I change the world to be a better place? And as we look into God's holy word, we find that God actually has an answer for us to that question. If we're looking to change the world in which we live, if we're looking to impact society, if we are looking to make things better for ourselves, for our children, for the future, there is one best thing that the Bible says that we can do, and that is to go out and find someone and teach them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, there are so many efforts that could be made in relationship to influencing the government, in relationship to getting out the vote for our favorite politician of one stripe or another. If we had enough wealth, perhaps we could even travel to foreign countries and there try to help the situation in such a way so that things would be better. All of those things involve a tremendous amount of time, a tremendous amount of effort, and they are rewarded with such little results. But when I take the gospel of Jesus Christ to another person, that is something that I can do on a very personal level. It is something that makes a difference in the lives of those around me. It is something that will change and make a positive impact on another person. It is something that we can do that involves, relatively speaking, very little time, very little money, and very little effort. Oh yes, it involves time, money, and effort to a degree. But in relationship to trying to influence the world in those other ways, it is so much simpler and easier if we would make the effort to do it. Sometimes we tell ourselves little stories to create excuses. Oh, we could never make such a huge impact. We could never do this or do that so as to make a difference in pursuing that line of work. There was one time a little boy who, after a great storm the night before, had ventured out onto the beach on a hot summer day. And starfish had washed up along the beach. And they lay there by the thousands dying in the heat of the sun. And the little boy would walk up to one starfish. He would pick it up and he would cast it into the ocean. He would walk to the next starfish and pick that one up and cast it into the ocean. Some man saw what he was doing and he said, "Son, why are you doing this? You'll never make a difference. There's thousands that are going to die on this beach." He picked up the next starfish. He cast it in the ocean and he said, "I made a difference for that one, didn't I?" You see, the best thing we can do is to make a difference one person at a time. If everyone would have this mindset, if everyone would go out and seek to do this, what a tremendous impact that we would make upon our society, our culture, for lasting generations. It is the best thing that we can do. And that is to evangelize like Jesus. Let's talk about that this morning as we think about going out and taking this great gospel that God has given us to those around us in this world. Now, in Matthew chapter 28 and verses 18 through 20, it says that Jesus came and spoke to them saying, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Think about Jesus and the position where he sits on the right hand of the throne of God and the power that he has to make changes in this great world. Think about the many changes he could make simply by exercising God's power. And yet, what he wants the disciples to do, what he wants his people to do, is to evangelize. He understood that that was the greatest thing that he could command. "All authority has been given unto me." That's great. You have all authority, Jesus. Now go change things. No, Jesus says, you go change things. That's what I want. And that's what we need to accomplish. This text and the circumstances that surround it is known as the Great Commission. It's recorded here in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Also recorded in Mark 16, 15 and 16. Luke 24, 44 through 49. And Acts 1, verses 3 through 8. We learn from these verses how Jesus wants us to evangelize today. Let's think about that this morning for a few minutes. How do we evangelize like Jesus? Well, first of all, we've got to preach the word. We've got to tell others about the gospel of Jesus Christ. "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations." That doesn't happen unless we tell them the message. "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," Jesus said. Matthew 16, 15. Luke records that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Luke 24, 47. And Paul writes in Romans 10 and verses 14 and 15, "How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?" We've got to do the sending. We've got to do the preaching so that men may hear and believe the gospel. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," Mark records in Mark 16 and verse 16. Because hearing the gospel is just the first step. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. And so faith comes when a man or a woman hears the gospel message and understands it and believes it. Jesus said, "We must teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you," Matthew 28, 20. And Paul said that in carrying out the mission that Jesus Christ gave him, that he testified to both Jews and Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 20 and verse 21. I need to go ahead and advance my slides here. So we have a mission to carry out. We have a message to teach, a message that involves hearing the word of God and believing it, teaching others to repent of their sins. Luke records again, Luke 24, 47, in thinking about repentance, that these are things that should be preached, he says. Acts 2 and verse 38, Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." And we must teach them to be baptized, as we just noted, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. for salvation so that they can be forgiven and they can have their sins washed away. How do we evangelize like Jesus? First of all, we've got to preach the Word of God. And we must let them know what will happen if they do not believe, the great consequences that will occur if no change results in their life. He that believeth not shall be condemned, Jesus said in Mark 16 and verse 16. He's appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness. Paul reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, and Felix trembled. He was made aware of the consequences of unbelief. And so must we also. If we want to evangelize like Jesus, we must preach the Word. If we want to evangelize like Jesus, we need to go after everyone. That great commission that we discussed earlier talked about Jesus teaching them to go to all nations, into all the world, to teach every creature, to be among all the nations, and to go to the uttermost part of the earth. Jesus wants everyone to hear the message of the gospel. It is universal in scope. The grace of God brings salvation unto all men, Titus 2 and 11 verse says. God would have all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2 and verses 3 and 4. Why? Because God so loved the world, John 3 and verse 16. If we're going to evangelize like Jesus, we've got to go after everyone. And we must not discriminate based upon appearances, things that we think would affect our taking the gospel to someone. Paul said that he's not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. The Jew first and also to the Greek. It doesn't matter. Everyone is someone who needs to hear the gospel. Peter concluded after God told him to take the gospel to Cornelius. Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And so we must go after everyone without discrimination. Think about Revelation 5 and verses 9 and 10. It says, they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and did purchase under God, or redeemed us unto God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. This made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Every tongue and kindred and people and nation. No discrimination there in the gospel. And why is it that everyone is included? Because there's no other message of salvation for the whole world. Only Jesus can save. We need to remind everyone that in none other under heaven is there salvation given among men, whereby we must be saved. We need to remind them that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 2:5. And that if they do not receive his words, there is one who judges them. The word that Jesus has spoken, they will be judged by that word in the last day. And so we must take the gospel to everyone. To evangelize like Jesus, we must include everyone. To evangelize like Jesus, we must empower disciples. Jesus said, go ye. The word ye is the old way of saying you, plural, all of you. All of you go. Make disciples. He tasks us to do this great work. We have a responsibility to take this gospel to the world. We are the objects of Jesus' command to go. Jesus says, you teach them all things. Paul understood what that command meant. He said in Romans 1 verse 14, I am a debtor. That is, he's obliged, he's obligated to preach this gospel, both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. And we need to help others go out and teach the gospel. The things which you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. Paul says, for although I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. He recognized that Jesus had empowered him to preach the gospel, and so he has empowered us to preach the gospel today. And we have this great obligation, this great burden, this great command that we should want to fulfill. Everyone has different abilities to do this. Paul tells us this in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 14 through 20. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where would be the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. We are one body, but many, many members. Everyone has something that he or she can do. Maybe it's just as simple as taking a tract to your friend saying, hey, would you read this? And then let's talk about it later. Maybe it's as simple as writing down the church's website and saying, hey, there's some great bulletin articles out here about the gospel. I'd love for you to take a look and see if you would like to talk about some of those things. There's something that everyone can do to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And yes, example is important. It is important. But it's not everything. We've got to have more than just example. Jesus was a perfect example. But he also taught the message. He also called people to repentance. He also went out and let people know about the great danger that they faced if they did not respond to the gospel. Example is important. We can't preach the gospel without example, but our example means nothing without preaching the gospel. We've got to preach the gospel, and we've got to empower disciples to do it. And then finally, Jesus promised results. As we think about evangelizing like Jesus, Jesus said, there will be results. Now, if we say, oh, it's so hard to do this and so few people respond and so I'm just not going to do it. Well, taking that attitude, guess what? There's going to be no results. Because if we don't even try, if we don't even make an effort to evangelize, then guess what? There will be zero results. It's like a friend of mine once told me one time when he was helping me work through some problems in my life. And I'm the kind of person who I like to be invited to things. I don't like to insert myself there, you know, to try to get involved in something. And he said, well, if you don't try to get involved, you're guaranteed the result. And that result is you will get nothing. It's always good to make an effort to get involved because something will come of it. If you try to make no friends, you will have no friends. But if you try to make friends, some people may not be your friend, but some people will. The result is always better if we try than if we don't try. And Jesus said, if we will go out there and do this great task of evangelizing others, there will be results. Just like that little boy who tossed that starfish into the ocean and said, It made a difference for that one. That's the attitude we need to have. Some will not listen, but some will. And as a result, they will be saved. God did not send his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Acts 3 and verse 17. Or rather, John 3 and verse 17. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2 and verse 21. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts 2 and verse 41. There were millions of people in the city of Jerusalem in Acts, when the events of Acts chapter 2 took place. And only 3,000 responded to the message of the gospel. That is just a drop in the bucket out of millions and millions of people. Just a drop. But some were saved. Peter said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Ananias told Saul, "And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." When we preach the gospel, some will be saved. They will have the forgiveness of sins, and Jesus will be with them. "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." Isaiah 41 and verse 10. In Hebrews we read, "Let your conversation or manner of living be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." God will be with us. There's a great result of preaching the gospel. And the results for the church is that the church will grow. Acts 2 and verse 42 says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in prayers. And verse 47 says that praising God and having favor with all the people, that the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Jesus promises results, but if we don't preach the gospel, there will be no results. Let's resolve this morning to evangelize like Jesus. It is the best thing that we can do as individuals to change our culture, to change our society, to change our own lives, to help those who are around us evangelize like Jesus. Jesus was an evangelist. People love Jesus. They talk a lot about Jesus. They want Jesus. But when Jesus says, "I want you to be like me," do we understand what that means? Do we understand what that entails? What it involves? What we must then do to follow him? Let's resolve to be like Jesus, to follow him, to evangelize like him, to take the gospel to others, and let them know about this great message of salvation that can change the lives of individuals and that can change the world as a result. Maybe this morning your life needs to be changed by hearing the message of the gospel and believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus as Lord, and being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. That would be the single greatest thing you could do this morning to change the world. Would you do it? Would you take that step? Would you become a child of God? We invite you to do just that this morning while together we stand and while we sing.